Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
And now for some environmental news you might have missed since news of the oil spill broke. Norway made a bold move against climate change. It's offering Indonesia $1 billion to not destroy its rainforests. In exchange, Indonesia will stop clearing forests for 2 years. The idea is to lower the huge CO2 emissions that come from cutting trees. The results could be substantial. By some estimates, Indonesia's rapid deforestation makes it the world's third largest emitter. Living on Earth's Mitra Taj reports.
This Norway-Indonesia forest deal is a big deal. $1 billion is a lot of conservation money for a developing country. And the amount of carbon dioxide it could keep from escaping into the atmosphere could be just as impressive. Salman Al-Farisi, a diplomat at Indonesia's embassy in Washington, D.C., says 80% of Indonesia's emissions come from deforestation.
This is a very important number. If we fail to do something on forests, we will lose about 2,000 islands in Indonesia. So this is not only environment, but also the existence of our territory.
To help keep parts of Indonesia from slipping into rising seas, last year, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono vowed to cut current emissions by a quarter by 2020. That's more ambitious than the U.S. pledge. And now with this $1 billion from Norway, Indonesia is ready to say how it will make the cuts. For 2 years, it will prevent oil palm and pulpwood companies from converting forest into plantations. Erik Solheim, Norway's Minister of Environment and International Development, says it's a sign Indonesia is serious.
This is a very brave step of President Yudhoyono of Indonesia, making a moratorium. Maybe he's taking a big political risk, and he should be praised for that step.
Indonesia actually already has laws against turning forests into plantations, but officials frequently ignore them. This high-profile moratorium raises the stakes for enforcement. No carbon saved, no $1 billion.
They make their own decision as to how they will reduce the emissions, and then they will get paid in accordance with the results.
But Solheim says there's a fine line between ensuring success and dictating terms to a developing country. Norway has taken a delicate approach to negotiating some controversial parts of the agreement, like how much say forest communities will have in what happens to the land, and whether Indonesia will break current contracts with plantation companies.
Ultimately, that decision will have to be made by the Indonesians and not by foreigners. I mean, if anyone were coming to Norway to tell us how we should, say, use our natural resources, our oil, our gas, or what we should do with our mountains or agriculture, I mean, Norwegians would not take that very lightly. So we are not doing that.
Indonesia and Norway want to produce clear details of their plan by fall. Fred Stola is a forest specialist for the environmental think tank, the World Resources Institute. He says that means they'll need to answer a lot of questions soon.
Which is the institute who is getting that money? Will that institute work with the Ministry of Forestry or will the Ministry of Climate or the Ministry of Environment? How is the money divided? Does anybody in the field see the money? There's no definition yet for a natural forest. So a secondary forest, I guess, is not natural. Can that still be converted? Are there enough projects or things to do with $1 billion in a relative short time frame?
Ideally, the stickier elements of Indonesia's deal with Norway would have already been decided at the United Nations as part of a new global treaty to address climate change. But those international talks have stalled, and with them, clear consensus on how countries like Indonesia should go forward. Fred Stola says that adds to the importance of an agreement like this.
You know, we have all those ideas. We have to stop tropical deforestation. But no one wanted to pay for it. We said, please, Indonesia, stop tropical deforestation. But by the way, we don't buy sustainable wood from you. And you have to think a developing country wants to develop. It's a developing country. So Norway decided to go bilateral. They say, well, let's not wait, because every year we wait, like 1 million hectares is cut in Indonesia. So let's start with that.
Diplomat Al-Farisi says Indonesia hopes the United States is watching the agreement with Norway and will consider something similar. President Obama has been expected to talk about forestry when he meets with President Yudhoyono, but he's canceled previous plans to visit Indonesia 3 times, most recently because of the oil spill in the Gulf. Al-Farisi.
We can understand because the domestic issue President Obama is now facing is also issue shared by Indonesia. It's about the environment. So we can understand that. And we still hope that we can find someday, sometime, to welcome President Obama's visit to Indonesia.
For Living on Earth, I'm Mitra Taj in Washington.
Coming up, got raw milk? Maybe not for long if some health officials have their way. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.